You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of hot springs flowing into ancient bubbling pools where Maori warriors once bathed after battle. And 19th century travellers visited from around the world to experience the healing qualities of the water. Tour guide Justin Taho says he's committed to ensuring the long history of Te Puia's geothermal pools in Rotorua is passed down. He's a fifth generation storyteller here and a custodian of the land.
In our family, we estimate there's probably been 50 guides who have guided through this valley, talking about my mum's generation, my grandmother's, my great-grandmother's, keeps their memory of what they started, you know, because all we're doing is, you know, we're just custodians for that short time that we're here.
But to keep the Māori history and culture alive, places like Te Puia need tourists, and lots of them. So when the borders closed last March, the business was in free fall. Mr. Teho again.
One day we had over 180 staff, and then the next day we had 25. You know, and it was, it all was hard. I felt a bit of guilt. But it was no one's fault. You know, it wasn't because it was mismanaged. It wasn't because it was something that had affected all of the world, you know. And so our people were pretty resilient.
It was the first time since its opening 54 years ago that Te Puia had experienced such hardship. Before the pandemic, thousands of international tourists would visit Te Puia's pools to see the natural wonder. But since the borders closed, that number has dwindled down to just a couple of hundred. Lillian Jordan is the communications officer at Te Puia.
Prior to the pandemic, 93% of our visitation were all internationals. So that was a huge drop for us once that tap was turned off and the borders were closed.
Now with the Australian bubble open, it's hoped those tourist numbers will begin to rise again. And for a tourist town like Rotorua, it's not just Te Puia that's elated by the travel news. The tourism sector employs an estimated one-third of the locals here, serving millions of Australian travellers every year. Andrew Wilson is the chief executive of Destination Rotorua.
Look, we're hoping to see lots of Australians start to make their way back across the ditch and come to visit. I think we're realistic that first wave is going to be lots of people really looking to reunite with friends and family. And then we'll start to see visitors as the year goes on start to build.
Just down the road in this tourist town, Paul Button says the bubble is a lifeline. His adventure company had to let go of dozens of staff during the pandemic.
I think you just got to watch every penny. You know, are we going to get to 21 people, 31 people? You know, like you're just watching every single dollar and counting for every single hour. Like some weeks, you know, we were down, we would have 60 people during a week, and last year we would have 600 during the same week, you know. And when we were 78 to 82% down for a 6-week period, it was normal, you know. You're just, if you got that 1% up or that 2% up, you're actually kind of stoked.
Now his team is strapping in for a bumper season. He says a third of his customers are usually Australians, which he's hoping will now increase this year.
For us, you know, like nothing's really happened yet. We've had some good activity on our website. You know, we've had, I think, 213 Australians visiting our website. We've sold $800 worth of product so far to Australians. But I think we're going to see the effect in 3 or 4 weeks when we get confidence around the bubble and we have more time to plan our holidays.
Tourism operators like Justin and Paul know it'll be a long time until their jobs look anything like they used to. But for the meantime, with the opening of the bubble, hope is in the air. Alan Lee, SBS News.